I installed a hidden camera to catch my wife cheating. What I saw in the footage was much worse. It started a few months ago, around her birthday. Claire came home from work and was smelling like Axe body spray. At first, I brushed it off. She loves me. We have been faithful to each other for years. But then the doubts started to creep in. I've had to start working late shifts, weekends too. Since we have been behind on our mortgage, my time at home has literally been less than 5 or 6 hours a day, and most of that time was spent asleep. But she rarely complained. In fact, most of the time she seemed happier when I left. Then one day I tried to kiss her on the neck, and I saw a blemish there, as though someone else's lips had touched her skin. My first mistake was confronting her head-on about it. Of course she denied. She yelled. She called me the bad guy. Typical cheater behavior. Worst of all, she got what she wanted. Insisted I started sleeping downstairs and saying that we needed a separation. Maybe even a divorce. All I got out of it was desperation and depression. She insisted that she was still faithful to me, but all the signs were there. I just didn't have the proof to back it up. What you need is a security system for your home, my buddy Chad said one night when I went to drink away my troubles. Wouldn't she realize what I was getting it for? I pointed out. So don't tell her. Wait until she is out of the house and make it discreet. You know, cameras and the smoke alarms, shit like that, he said as he downed his whiskey. His half-brained scheme didn't sound that bad, and I knew that Claire had said she was going to spend the next few days at her mother's house to supposedly let things cool down between us. If I was going to get to the bottom of this, it was now or never. So that's what I did. As soon as I knew that she was gone, I contacted a local shop and had them come that afternoon. The technician didn't ask any questions, just put them exactly where I said that I wanted them, and even threw in one of those doll cams as an extra bonus. I gave it to Claire as a peace offering, saying that I was sorry for the accusations. Sounds stupid, I know. What are the chances she would even leave the doll around to let me listen in on her? But then I know my wife. She is sweet and kind and loving, sure, but she is also very predictable. She put the stuffed doll exactly where I thought she would. I let a few more days pass, kept things amicable between us as I went to and from work. Then the next time I was off, when she again insisted that she didn't want to spend any time with me alone, I went to check the cameras. Finally, I could get the answers that I was looking for. The grainy tape started up around 13 minutes past 7 the previous night. That was about half an hour after I left for work, and I saw my wife sitting there on the bed, wearing nothing but a sheer robe staring up at the ceiling. At first, I was puzzled over what she might be doing. She was perfectly still, her back turned against the camera as she took off her robe, and I saw what looked like little marks on the edge of her shoulders. Then I saw a man enter the picture, and I knew I was right. She placed him on the bed, ready to mount him, and I almost wanted to turn and look away, disgusted with what she was about to do. Then, to my amazement, I watched as those little bumps began to gently push her skin outward. At first, it wasn't noticeable, just a slow curling of her back. Then suddenly, the movement quickened, and long pieces of bone broke out on either side. They made a cracking noise as I heard my wife scream out. I don't know if it was a sound of pleasure or pain. The bones pushed to the side and started to form sinew and stretch the skin to its limit. And I realized they were forming what appeared to be wings. Her lean form bent over toward the man that she had been seducing for the night, and I watched in abject terror as her mouth widened to reveal rows of sharp teeth, more than even a shark might have. Her lover's screams were now the ones that filled the void of the room. Blood splattered on our clean sheets, muscle and skin ripped apart like wrapping paper. Her fingers gnawing into his open chest cavity like claws as she ripped out his beating heart and then began to chew on it like a piece of jerky. Her wings spread wide and she lifted her meal from the bed, moving him to the floor right in front of the camera to finish him off. I don't know how long she continued to eat. I couldn't bear to watch any longer. Then I looked toward the room in confusion, trying to understand how it was possible for the video to correlate with my pristine room. I never knew her to be a good cleaner, and surely there had to be some trace evidence of the bodies she had likely disposed of time and time again. Then I heard a noise behind me, and I turned to see her standing there. She saw that I was looking at the footage, and I am certain that if I could see my face, it was likely paler than a ghost. Without a word, Claire crossed the room and looked down at the doll, playing with the strings like a cat might a ball of yarn. Then she crushed it slowly in her hand. It took less than a few seconds for her to reduce it to rubble. Moving to the bed, she crossed her legs and smiled at me that same way she had when we first started dating. "So, what happens now?" she asked. I found myself at a loss for words. Then finally, I went over toward her and smiled nervously, remembering the other cameras in the house, remembering she didn't know what all I had seen or if I had saved anything. "I get everything in the divorce, or I will leak what I have all over the internet to every priest, demon hunter, and damn X-File junkie there is. Are we clear?" I said with the best poker face I could muster. I knew she could kill me in a heartbeat, but I also knew if that was her goal, she would have done that years ago. She needed me. For what? I don't know. But all she did was nod and kiss me slowly. "It was fun while it lasted, wasn't it?" she asked as she got up from the bed. I never saw her again after that night, and I hope I never do. Thanks for listening. If you're tuning in on Apple Podcast, please take a minute to leave a review. Your review directly helps the podcast grow and allows me to continue coming out with the best horror stories on the internet. Thank you so much.